Hello, may I have you?
Yes, hi Edward. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good to hear. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know last we spoke, you told me you were going through some things and you needed a little bit more time.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Has that been rectified yet? Or?
Yeah, I need more time. Yeah, I need more time. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just be mindful that on April 2nd, another charge will occur. So try to get it done by the end of this month.
I did not sign a contract, you know? I did not sign a contract.
You didn't sign a contract, but you signed the terms and conditions. It has the stamp of your IP address agreeing to it. And that terms and conditions says that you're agreeing to 199 charge each month on the 2nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So that's why the good news is, you know, you're only, actually the agreement says the 249, but I think we took off the ads, so it made it 199. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it helped you out a little bit. So, I sent you a little notification that talks about the past due amount and whatnot. So, you know, try to get it done by the end of the month just to prevent that April charge and, you know, ding your credit and whatnot. I don't want that to happen to you either, you know, especially since you just want
credit.
Mm-hmm.
Credit.
Yeah.
Credit.
So the terms and conditions, because there's a past due balance, if you just let this ride and continue to, you know, occur further charges, it will eventually affect your credit. And like I said, I don't want that to happen to you either. So, you know, we'll do our – matter of fact, I think what I might be able to do – let me look at your billing. I might be able to – lower that past due amount to 149, which is our friends and family rate. That'll at least help you out a little bit. And again, you don't have to do that today, but just try to get it done as soon as you can. And that way, once that's collected, we can cancel the account and you won't have to worry about any further charges. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that'll save you an extra $50. So let me just apply that here. And then the system does try to process it once daily, so it might be that, you know, out of the blue, the charge goes through, and then I can cancel it. But I will circle back next week and look at it, and if we're still having trouble, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Okay. All right.
All
right.
And
they try to take money every day, so every day they're bank charging me. At least.
Oh, really?
They try that twice a day. So every time they try that, they're charging me. You know?
I see. Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been processing twice a day. I'm looking at your billing, and it happens usually just once a day. But the last one said card code was not processed, which means perhaps the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration.
I don't know why they keep trying. The bank didn't send me the new card. But I don't know why they keep trying it and causing me to pay more fees and stuff.
It's just an automated system, Edwidge. It just tries it once daily, and that's just because the payment was due on the 2nd, and today is, what, the 14th, so it just tries it once a day, you know, thinking that it's just past due or something, you know, that you need a little bit of time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start next month fresh, you know, yeah. But I need more
time.
Yeah,
What I'll do for you once it processes, if you want to start next month fresh, is I can push the next billing out 30 days, which might be, you know, help you out a little bit. Because let's say that this processes on March 29th, and then, you know, you're supposed to have another payment on April 2nd. That's two payments way too close together, right? So once it processes, I can push the next billing all the way out till the next month. So I'll put a note in here that if you want to continue, you'll get that extra 30 days on the back end. But of course, if you want to cancel, you can do that too once we collect that past due amount, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yes, so. I think we have a good game plan, and if anything changes, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Edwidge. Have a good rest of your week, too.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.